take one part Detroit garage band, add a bit of girl group pop and surf guitar, and throw in some Middle Eastern melodies while you're at it. The concoction you've created is called Habibi. That song is Nadia Bahar, the lead single from Habibi's new EP, Cardamom Garden. Habibi is a five-woman band based in Brooklyn. Their lead singer is Raheel Jamalafard, and she joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Nadia Bahar is, of course, Farsi. What does it mean?
It means the song of spring.
And why did you include that?
It was sort of the timing. We knew it was coming out now, which is like on the eve of spring. And spring has a lot of significance in my culture. It's our new year.
Tell me a little bit about your Iranian roots.
I was born in Michigan. My parents are both from Iran, and they both moved here a little pre-revolution. So I'm just kind of a compromise of our Midwest roots, but from the far east, I guess.
So this sort of mashup of different musical genres has a precedent, Middle Eastern psych music from the 1970s. Tell us about that genre.
It was a very, very cool, weird thing that happened. Kind of like a strange phenomenon of like a, you know, at a time where like rock was really taking off internationally. And I think that it inspired a lot of Iranians, Turks, Middle Easterners alike, in that they wanted to adapt that to their contemporary music as well. And so these incredible songs came from it because it was like the minor scales with these like, you know, rock songs, rock riffs, created such a cool sound. They're so groovy. And it was cool because they were singing like my mother's tongue, but in such a hip way.
Did you grow up speaking Farsi?
It was like not demanded, but we definitely had like, we call it Finglisi, which is like a mix. Mm. So our parents would speak to us in Farsi, we would answer in English.
Like Spanglish.
Spanish, right, English. Exactly. But I think a lot of keeping the practice of speaking Farsi didn't really come from in the house. It came more from visiting Iran when I was young.
Ah, tell me about that.
So I just spent a lot of my summers, full summers, every other year going back and going in between my parents' cities, basically, and visiting our families.
What do Iranians think of your music from Iran?
Well, I think it's super interesting to them. I think they think it's so strange because they're like, first of all, why do you, who are an American citizen, American-born, like older Iranian music? They're all like, oh, like rock music, Led Zeppelin or like Metallica, you know? And I think they think it's great. And I think that they're like proud.
There's another tune sung in Farsi on your EP, but this one is a cover of a 60s garage tune called Green Fuzz by Randy Alvey and the Green Fuzz. Mm-hmm. And it was later covered by the Cramps. This is truly when I think worlds collide.
It's so funny. My father's become my dictionary. You know, I call him up and I'm like, Dad, I'm thinking about this. How does it sound? And then he'll like grammatically correct me.
So he helps you do the lyrics in Farsi.
Oh, totally. He totally does. Like, shout out to my dad because he loves NPR so much. and he was so
hey,
proud. It was the one thing he like, I'm like, I'm in the New Yorker. They're like, what's that? I'm like, oh my God, okay.
What do you hope people get out of it? I mean, your sound and the sort of message behind the sound.
I think that I come from a place where differences were really celebrated. And I've since been met with discouragement of differences. Just growing up, particularly like a child of immigrants, there's some cultures, even a lot of my Iranian friends, they weren't really allowed to like witness their culture. Their parents, like, out of fear of, like, prejudice, they want to keep that from them. So a lot of my friends don't speak Farsi, who are also first generation. A lot of my friends never went back to Iran. So they have this separation. And it really breaks my heart because it's such a beautiful culture to be shared. And especially the music from there is so beautiful. And I just want to promote the influence of different cultures through music and how, even if it's foreign, it can still hit you just as much as a song sung in your like native tongue.
Raheel Jamalafard is lead singer for Habibi. Their new EP is called Cardamom Garden. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.